This is Dakota Datebook for October 16th. Mail delivery wasn't always universal. Before rural delivery began in 1902, people in rural areas had to pick up their mail at their local post office. This wasn't always convenient, and in bad weather, mail could be delayed for weeks. John Wanamaker was the Postmaster General from 1889 until 1893. When a farmer complained to him that city folks had fancy mail service, while country folks had to pick up their mail, Wanamaker began to address that inequity. After all, country folks paid the same price for a postage stamp as city folks. Wanamaker thought that rural mail delivery would improve the lives of rural folks and expand business opportunities. He proposed free rural mail delivery, but Congress balked at the $6 million price tag. As a compromise, Wanamaker suggested a pilot program that would determine if his plan were feasible. Congress thought even a $100,000 price tag for that was too much, but in the end, $10,000 was allocated. In 1893, Wilson Bissell succeeded Wanamaker as Postmaster General. Instead of offering rural free delivery, he proposed adding more post offices. The next postmaster, William Wilson, didn't think Wanamaker's plan for rural delivery was practical, but he was willing to test it out. West Virginia was the first state to offer rural free delivery in 1896. By the following year, the post office was operating 44 routes in 29 states. The post office received thousands of petitions from rural customers asking for the service. The National Grange, the National Farmers Congress, and the State Farmers Alliance threw support behind nationwide delivery. In 1898, Wahpeton became the first North Dakota post office to offer rural delivery, and in 1902, it became available nationwide. There was a learning curve for some. On this date, in 1908, the Golden Valley Chronicle printed a letter from the postmaster in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. The postmaster had received a complaint from a customer about delayed delivery. He explained that rural mail delivery was not always an easy matter. In fact, he had been looking for this particular customer for several weeks. The man had a homestead, but had not put up a mailbox. Gilbert wrote, "I am not hunting Mr. Drewneck with a letter in my pocket." He suggested that Drewneck put up a mailbox like everybody else. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.